It is a golf hotel in Galashiels, just over the border. Gentle green slopes of the Scottish lowlands stretched into the distance, the pale, patchy greens only interrupted by an occasional blob of yellow. They had driven through the day in the police cruiser, arriving at about 6 in the evening. Alex and Echebrit took turns driving. Freya drifted in and out of sleep, still exhausted from her ordeal. Daniel, next to her, gripped the door handle next to him so tightly it was as if he were the only thing holding it in place. Freya would look across to him in the moments when she awoke, and although his eyes were closed, he didn't seem to be sleeping. They had taken two twin rooms. Daniel and Freya shared one and promptly fell asleep again. And now, on the restaurant's terrace, after a hearty meal of meat, potatoes, and gravy, they were listening to Alex talk about dragons.
"It really did. I mean it. The dragon changed everything."
Alex paused to let this sink in.
"Before then, it was just simple creatures that we were dealing with. The low or single elementals, as they're called. Trolls, sprites, wisps, that sort of thing. Those sorts wander through our borders all the time, causing trouble, and often wander back out again without anybody taking notice. They're not what you'd call complex creatures, so they can drop through the gates quite easily. When the gates are open, that is. There's sort of a season for it. Anyway, we'd noticed an increase in activity lately, but it was very gradual and nothing we couldn't handle. Echebrit and I were monitoring it, and we thought we had more time. But dragons are a different kettle of fish altogether. Talk about your complex elementals. They're actually many types of elements all layered together, wrapped up in one. And smart, so smart."
He sat back, shaking his head.
"Something like that doesn't just drop in from one world to another. It was brought here, possibly pulled here, summoned maybe. Or it was raised here, which is even more upsetting. So this was a new development. Its arrival was no accident or chance circumstance. It was pretty much a declaration of war."
"By who?"
Daniel asked.
"That's a good question."
Alex took a long sip of his pint, then cradled it against his chest.
"Was it big?"
Freya asked.
"The dragon? Big enough," Alex said, lifting his eyebrows. "I was lucky it was only a hatchling. Echebrit said it couldn't have been more than a few weeks old, and it near finished me, even at that."
"How do you know all this?"
Daniel asked, leaning forward on the table.
"My family descends from a very small clan in the Highlands, one of the secret clans. We own a distinct tartan, which we never wear. We've been called through the ages the Nethergrund Cannies. That is, those that have knowledge of the lands beneath. But really we only use that to refer to ourselves, since we are a very secret clan, and few on this earth have knowledge of the knowledgeable people. It has always been such, and it is best as such. Our current appointment goes back through the 45 and the 15 to the 14th century. Our purpose was to defend the hidden land in three ways: to protect, to procure, and to oppose. Protect the portals to the Nethergrund. Procure provisions for whatever was needful, be it metal or tools for smithing and carving. And to oppose, to repair whatever tunnels have been failed by time and disuse. When I was a boy, I would be taken underground with my father and my granda to walk the tunnels, and I gained the kin. I learned them just as they learned them, by sight and by memory. We had maps, but they're old and inaccurate. The best way is to walk them yourself. I many times walked the area where you popped up, and killed Ethelgopus too.